Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
I don't know about you, but we love mystery stories. That's why The Upside Down Story is one of our favorite podcasts. It turns a tale flipsy-flopsy upside-downsy so that you need to listen to the clues to figure out who the mystery storyteller is. Search for The Upside Down Story on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's me, Birdie, the conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station, and you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. We're in a cottage by the sea. Today's story is about a girl whose dream to meet a mermaid comes true. It's called Hilda's Mermaid. Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Hilda. Hilda had a rather difficult childhood because her mother had passed away and her father was a sailor, who often left her alone when he had to go away on long voyages for work. So Hilda lived in a little cottage on the shore, mostly on her own. She would knit and read to pass the time on her own, and sometimes she would also go out in her boat and fish, for Hilda, like her dad, was very fond of the water. She loved the sound and the smell of the sea. After all, she'd been born by the sea and lived on the shore her whole life. But even though Hilda had grown up with the sea, she'd never had one of her biggest dreams realized: to spot a mermaid. Sailors could go their whole career without ever seeing a mermaid, her father had told her. So Hilda knew it was a long shot, but it never stopped her from trying to see a mermaid anyway. When the water was very calm, Hilda would go out in her little boat and look down into the blue depths and squint, trying to see a mermaid. She was very hopeful that she would see one, since her father's friend had once spotted a mermaid and said it was marvelous, the way the mermaid had sung and combed her beautiful long hair. One night, when the wind was blowing and the rain was beating hard upon her cottage window, Hilda could hear the horn warning the sailors off the rocks. So Hilda lit her father's biggest lantern, bundled herself up in her raincoat, and ran down to the shore just as fast as she could. She hung the lantern on the mast of a wreck which lay there, so the sailors would not run their ships into it. Little Hilda was not afraid, despite the terrible weather, for she had seen many storms just like it growing up as a sailor's daughter beside the sea. But when Hilda returned to her cottage soaking wet, she found something most unusual. The door was unlatched. Surely I closed it. I always do, Hilda thought. Then she thought to herself that it must have been the heavy winds which pushed up the latch. So in Hilda went, and when she did, what a surprise was waiting for her. There, laid out on the kitchen floor, was a little girl with beautiful hair. Hilda furrowed her brow. Something was quite odd about her visitor. The girl seemed to wear a green dress, and it was wound around her body in the tightest, strangest way, almost as if it was a part of her. "I saw your light," said the girl on Hilda's floor, "and came in. The wind blew me far up on shore. I should not have come up on a night like this, but a big wave looked so tempting. I thought I would jump on it and have a nice ride, but it was nearer the shore than I thought it, and it landed me right at your door." "Oh, my!" Hilda's heart beat faster, for as she squinted and listened, she knew that this child must be a mermaid. Now that she'd had a chance to get over her shock, Hilda could see what she'd thought was a green dress was really this girl's body and tail curled up on the floor. Oh, it was beautiful to see her green scales as the lamplight illuminated them, making them glisten. "Well, as you're here, would you like to have some supper with me?" Hilda asked the mermaid. She wanted to be a good host, although she had not the least idea what mermaids ate. "Thank you," answered the mermaid. "I am not very hungry, but if you could give me a seaweed sandwich, I'll definitely gobble it up." So Hilda went to the closet and brought out some bread, which she spread with margarine. Then she picked up a piece of seaweed that the mermaid had dragged into the cottage with her and put it on the sandwich. The little mermaid ate it up, and Hilda was pleased. "Do you live here all the time?" the mermaid asked Hilda. "I should think you would be very warm staying inside all the time, and would want to be in the water part of the time at least." Hilda explained to the mermaid that she could not live in the water as she did, because her body was not like hers. "I have no tail, no scales, and no ability to breathe in the water as you do," Hilda told the mermaid. "Oh, I am so sorry," replied the mermaid. "I see what you mean, though. I'd hoped you would visit me sometime. We do have such good times, my sisters and I, under the sea." "Well, I can't visit, but you can tell me about your home," said Hilda. "Ah, come and sit beside me, and I will," the mermaid replied. So Hilda sat down on the floor by the mermaid's side. "I will tell you about our house first," the mermaid began. "Our father, Neptune, lives in a beautiful castle at the bottom of the sea. It is built of mother of pearl. All around the castle grow beautiful green things, and it has white sand around it also. All my sisters live there, and we are always glad to get home after we've been at the top of the ocean, because it is so much nicer and cooler in our home. The wind never blows there, and the rain does not reach us." "You do not mind being wet by the rain, though, do you?" asked Hilda. "Huh, I mind it very much," said the mermaid. "You see, the rain hurts us. It falls in little sharp points and feels like pebbles on our delicate mermaid skin." "How do you know how pebbles feel?" Hilda asked. "Oh, sometimes the nereids come and bother us. They throw pebbles and stir up the water so we cannot see."
"Who are the nereids?" asked Hilda.
"They are the sea nymphs, but we make the dogfish drive them away. We are sirens, and they are very jealous of us and our singing, because we are more beautiful than they are," said the mermaid.
Hilda found all of this inside mermaid information very interesting. She decided to ask her guest another question. "How do you find your way home after you've been at the top of the ocean?" asked Hilda.
"Oh, when Father Neptune counts us and finds any of his mermaid daughters missing, he sends a whale to spout. Sometimes he sends more than one, and we then know where to dive when we see that."
"What do you eat besides seaweed sandwiches?" asked Hilda.
"Fish eggs, of course," answered the mermaid. "And when we have a party, we have cake."
Hilda opened her eyes very wide at this. "Where do you get cake under the sea?" she asked.
"We make it. We grind coral into flour and mix it with fish eggs. Then we put it in a shell and send a mermaid to the top of the ocean with it, and she holds it in the sun until it bakes. We go to the Gulf Stream and gather grapes, and we have sea foam and lemonade to drink."
"Lemonade?" said Hilda. "Where do you get your lemons?"
"Why, the sea lemon," replied the mermaid. "That is a small mussel-fish the color of a lemon."
"And what do you do at your party, since you have no legs and cannot dance?" asked Hilda.
"We swim to the music, circle around and dive and glide."
"But the music? Where do you get the musicians?" Hilda continued.
We have plenty of music, replied the mermaid. The sea elephant trumpets for us. Then there is the pipefish. The swordfish runs the scales of the sea adder with his sword. The seashells blob, and altogether we have splendid music. Hilda could see that her young mermaid guest was becoming quite tired. So she stopped asking questions and turned out the light. The little mermaid curled herself up, and soon they were both asleep. When Hilda woke up the next morning, the mermaid was not there anymore. But Hilda was sure it had not been a dream, for she found pieces of seaweed on the floor. And every time Hilda goes out in her boat now, she looks for her friend. And when the whales spout, she knows they are telling the mermaids to come home. It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. And if you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Go Kid Go.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.